Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 73. Hope everyone had a great New Year's. And I wanted to keep this really simple just because I know we've got a lot going on and, you know, getting back into the swing of things or your job or whatever you've got working on can be a lot. So keeping things simple, I just want to talk about one idea today that I think can really help you navigate all of the ups and downs that 2019 is sure to bring into your life. And it's a mindset that I think will really help you do something that I think a lot of us have actually neglected or ignored, and that's being human. I think a lot of us in our 20s and 30s have gotten to a point where we see being human as, and everything that that entails, as a negative thing, as a sign of weakness or just kind of a bad thing to do. But I think that that couldn't be further from the truth. So in this episode, I'll go a bit shorter today, but I'm going to go into that. I'm going to talk about the power of being human, what that means, and how when you do what I suggest in this episode, you'll be much happier and more fulfilled. Now, before I get into it, no sponsor. So don't skip ahead or anything. I want to actually plug Pursuit today. If you're listening and you don't know what Pursuit is, P-R-S-U-I-T, it's the daily email newsletter that I run. Has over 130,000 daily subscribers. I write it, I edit it, I started it. People seem to really enjoy it. I've been doing it for quite some time. And I'd love for you to join and share the word as well. It's basically, you know, I send an email weekday mornings, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it's all about short, digestible content on how to be a badass human being. And I think if you enjoy the podcast, I'm sure you'll enjoy that as well. So if you just want to go to pursuit.com, P-R-S-U-A-T.com, throw your email in there, you'll start getting them. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny if you want to get me to know me a little bit better or just want to hang out, shoot the shit, whatever. I always like responding to you. So let's get into it. Again, this will be a little bit shorter, but everyone's probably back at work. A lot of things going on. But, you know, I want to say just something quick as we get moving, as we kind of snap out of our New Year's hangovers. And it's a pretty simple idea. But again, to my point in the intro, I think it could solve a lot of problems in your life. It's an idea that can create a lot of growth opportunities in your life, help you be happier, more fulfilled. And it's an idea that's a bit at odds with our tendency to want to be perfect, to want to be flawless, to always be wanting bigger and better. And again, don't get me wrong, I think striving for more and bigger and better is always a good thing. I said that in my Nah Bigger episode that was pretty popular. But I think it goes hand in hand with a healthy dose of the mindset that I want to encourage you to adopt in this episode. And that's the realization that you are human. Human. Now, that really does mean something to me. It means a couple of different things. But bottom line, and here's the clickbait headline for you, if you will, is that being human, I think, affords you certain things in life that once you acknowledge them, you'll be much better off from a mindset perspective, from a happiness perspective. And being human means that you have time to learn and grow. It means you're afforded the right to make mistakes, to start over, to embarrass yourself. It means you're expected to do those things, and there's nothing wrong with you when you do. And at the same time, on the flip side, because you are human, you also have some amazing characteristics that I think we overlook that once leaned into can make you much happier. And again, that's pretty broad, but that's what I want to talk about. So let me get into it a bit more. And now if you know me, and you hear me say things like, oh, you're human, you could be wrong and fail, and there's nothing wrong with you, you might be like, oh, what's going on, Case? You know, have you gone soft on us? Because you know that I'm a big fan of tough love, of personal tough love. It's why my internal dialogue sometimes consists of, you know, being me just being like, ah, shut the fuck up, Case, or stop being a bitch, Case, just do it. I respond well to that kind of thing. But there's another side to that personal dialogue that balances that kind of tough love with some forgiving positivity that, hey, you're human, you know, that happens. Or, hey, you know, you're 30, it's okay, you know, balance. But in all seriousness, I think it's time that we acknowledge that we're human. And I'm not a big fan of like deep philosophical conversations around things like, oh, what does it mean to be human, or what is free will, or things like that. That's just not me. You know, I'm a house music listening meathead kind of dude. You know, that's just who I am. And I'll leave those conversations to someone else. But, you know, I will say that acknowledging that you're human can be incredibly powerful, incredibly liberating. You know, to me, this is such, it's simple. And it's simple because it's just realizing a couple things. At its core, it's realizing that you can be happy and you can be sad all at the same time, up and down, left and right. You could be those things at the same time. If you've been on Instagram the past couple of days around New Year's, you've probably been bombarded by everyone posting their stories, recapping their year. That's great. Do you? And a common theme that I saw, and many people actually said this directly in their reflection, is, you know, they had the best year ever. And at the same time, they also had the worst year ever. And I think that's what being human is all about. You can be happy and sad at the same time. You can feel successful and also like a schmuck at the same time. You can feel confident and hesitant at the same time. You can feel like a hottie and just absolutely busted at the same time. You can feel talented and creative and also inept and mediocre at the same time. That is what being human is all about. And I want you to realize that, and realize that it's okay. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you anything less than fully capable. And I want you to realize that. I have, and it's really helped a lot. It hasn't affected my hunger for more, my not bigger idea. Not at all. You know, my hunger for wanting to be better and brighter and bigger, that will never change. That's not going anywhere. But this realization that I'm human has really helped me navigate the ups and downs more. It's helped me navigate the times where I just kind of get lost in my own thoughts or trapped in the feels, you know, specifically though, it has, it's allowed me to feel. And I think sometimes that's just what we need to do. I've made the joke before that I'm kind of an emotional robot, or have been historically. And as an emotional robot, a recovering emotional robot, I think we all have distanced ourselves a bit from the fact that we're human, that we're allowed to feel different things, that we're allowed to feel conflicted. We're allowed to feel one thing one day and another the next. We're allowed to feel up and down at the same time. And here's a meme reference, because I feel like an episode isn't an episode without one. I don't know if you've seen those memes of Elon Musk where he's doing things that most people would say are fun, but he like looks really uncomfortable doing them. There's one where he's ziplining. He's like strapped in and going down the zipline. And he's looking kind of really out of his comfort zone in the meme. And in the written meme, Elon asks, "Ziplining?" And he goes, "Ah, the humans, they enjoy this." And the narrator says, "Yes, Elon, they enjoy it very much." And then Elon says, "Well, then I too shall enjoy it as well." And there's another one, same idea, but it's with Mark Zuckerberg. He's eating a piece of bread with this like puzzled look on his face. And the meme says, "That is bread, Mark." And Mark's like, "And the humans, did they enjoy this bread?" And the narrator's like, "Yep, indeed." He goes, "Then I shall too enjoy it." And I just think those are really funny. But the takeaway here is that Elon and Mark are kind of aliens because of their crazy accomplishments and their drive, and they're trying to fit in and be human. And as funny as those sound, I think we need to be human again. We need to stop striving for perfection like the homies Elon and Mark. You know, sure, okay, well, strive for it, you know, want more, do more, set huge goals, work towards them. But if you're not happy and fulfilled as you work towards them, you're just setting yourself up for a lot of frustration, because as I always say, your finish line is always going to be moved further in the distance. You know, you need to adjust your mindset so you can be happy today. And I think that comes down to just realizing that you're human, that you're allowed to feel anything you want. That doesn't make you any less competent, any less driven, intelligent, confident, anything like that. It just means that you're human. And I think you should celebrate that. And again, that can take a lot of forms. It means making mistakes and learning from them. It means embracing things that make you uncomfortable. It means forgiving your past, finding closure from it. It means accepting that sometimes, you know, someone won't like you and that's okay. It means that, you know, sometimes things will suck. They won't work out. It means embracing endings to chapters in your life. It means appreciating whatever is thrown your way in life. And going back to what I said a minute ago, I think that I kind of embody what a lot of us have grown to do, which is be too hard on ourselves, to shut off our natural emotions towards life, you know, because we want more, we want bigger, and we want it now. And the result is that when we don't have those things and we're living through the ups and downs of life and we're failing and we're winning and failing and those things, we feel like we're losers. We feel like failures. We feel guilty. We feel like we're falling behind. So what I tend to do is compartmentalize things, pack it down, push it down. And I don't think I'm the exception here, really. You know, I try to not acknowledge certain emotions because they make me feel less. They make me feel less capable. They make me doubt myself. But I've come to learn that this is wrong. And I think, you know, that's an attempt to be less human, when what we should be doing is to be more human, to, you know, more ziplining and more bread. You know, we should just be feeling, you know, in a way that doesn't make us, you know, feel less capable or doubtful or less confident. You know, you should be able to feel those things, acknowledge them as being human, and feel liberated and empowered by the fact that you can feel them, but you don't have to doubt yourself as a result. And I've really grown to this point, you know, and all of my experiences and the feelings and emotions that accompany them, good ones, bad ones, awkward as fuck ones, horrible ones, sad ones, rock bottom ones, like they all allow me to feel. They allow me to feel for the purpose of learning. And I really strive to no longer ignore those feelings, because I understand that acknowledging them and being with them for a bit doesn't make me any less capable. And I think that's a big move. It's a powerful thing. It means that you can endure and still keep your head up, really up. You know, it means you can get broken up with, rejected from a job, fired. You can look in the mirror and feel fat, lose money on a venture, you know, look at your blog stats and see that no one's reading it, feel awkward, make a joke that no one laughs at, whatever, anything. You could feel the emotions associated with that and be okay with them because they're just part of being human. And I think despite what some people say with the whole, you know, I don't give a fuck movement, you know, where people, I just don't care, man, you know, being apathetic, being indifferent, being, you know, complacent, that shit's not cool anymore. You know, being human is cool. I think so. Being human means caring and you're feeling shit. You know, you can care about things and you can balance that with equally as human traits like patience and empathy and understanding and openness and laughter. You know, that's the great thing about being human. You can feel like shit 1 minute and $1 million the next. And yeah, sure, that's quite the roller coaster, but that's being human. You know, anyone feels that way. You're not alone in feeling negative emotions. Doubt, frustration, hopelessness, confusion, embarrassment. That shit is normal, you know. So don't ignore it. It's so okay, you know. And I've learned that. I used to see those emotions as signs that I was less, that I was an outcast, that I was falling behind, a loser. But I've learned that everyone feels those things, and the ones who are able to acknowledge them without blindly burying them, those are the ones who are the happiest people I know. And when you're happy, you're capable, you know. And when you're capable, you do more, you see more, you love more, you experience more. So I think we should really lean into that and trust it. And I want to keep this episode rather short. So I would just remind you that you're human. So be human. And that means a couple of different things, and I'll rattle these off and then I'll wrap up. But being human means you take care of yourself. It means that you feel these emotions that I've been describing. But at the same time, the beautiful thing about being human is that you can control certain things in life. You can't control everything, obviously, hence these negative emotions, but you can control certain things. You can control what you can control, right? Isn't that the saying? Control what you can control. So go ahead, lean into those emotions, but from there, you know, be a badass human being and control what you can control. And there's a lot of different things that you can control that can help you take care of yourself in life. What you eat, how you dress, what you read, what you listen to, all those things. You know, if you're feeling down, control what you can control. You know, lean into those emotions, but then do whatever, you know, take a freaking bubble bath, dress in something that makes you feel good about yourself or something that makes you comfortable and at ease, you know, or eat something that is like a comfort food, or eat really clean and better so you feel that progression. Or go work out, listen to music that amps you up, puts you in a good mood, go take a nap, go listen to some stand-up comedy. You know, we all have the ability to do those things. They're simple little decisions, and I don't think really anyone can take that from us. And another thing about being human that I want you to realize is, and in this context, to how we tend to think, it's that it's normal to want to be someone else, to want to be somewhere else in different circumstances, ideal ones, future ones. You know, that's called goal setting and vision. And I don't want you to waste your time getting caught up in that, though. You know, yes, I think you should set those goals, work towards them, but don't waste time being in your own head. You know, you should be where you are now, present. And I say that a lot. But being human, again, it's filled with a lot of temptations. Temptations to want so much more that you lose sight of what you have now and the opportunity you also have to appreciate it. And I don't want to so much go into this because it goes back to the idea of gratitude, which I talk a lot about, you know. But I think within the context of being human and leaning into that, we also need to try to be more present. That life is now, the feelings you have are now, as I've said. You know, so I think we should just make a more concerted effort to do that, to get off our phone, take those AirPods out, listen up, engage with others. You know, that is life and that's now. You know, work towards those other things, that job, that ideal body, that ideal personality, that ideal relationship. But if you're not present as you work towards them, you know, what's the point? So be present. You know, that is being accountable. That is an accountable human. That is trusting yourself, pursuing what you want, but investing in yourself now. And I think that is what leads to a true and a whole life, a life that's enriched by vulnerability and just being present. You do that, and I'm more than confident that you'll be happier in the long run. You'll be happier because you're embracing what being human is all about, and that's being present with yourself. You're not tuning out the things that make you human. You're not tuning out your vulnerability. The opposite, you're vulnerable as fuck, you know, and that doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you anything negative. It means that you're empathetic with yourself. It means you're introspective and you can feel whatever you want to feel, and you're still a badass motherfucker, right? And that's really powerful because that is your truth, and no one can take your truth from you. You know, people might judge you, they might misunderstand you, they might talk shit about you, they might doubt you, but you know, why would you care? You know, their opinions aren't your problem. You're empowered when you do this, I think, by your sense of personal vulnerability. And that means you're real with yourself. You're authentic. And that means something. I really do. That means something in this day and age where everyone is trying to outdo and outshine other people. You know, and most people react to that by feeling less about themselves, by doubting themselves, by doubting their abilities to keep up and be successful. But none of that really matters to you when you're able to lean into you just being you, you just being human. Because when you do that, you're truly free to do what you want with your life. I really believe that. And everything on the flip side is true as well. You know, we've been talking about negative emotions here. Like, yeah, embrace those negative emotions, but embrace the positive ones too. You know, when you're happy, be happy. When you're feeling weird, be weird. You know, all those things. I just watched a 12-minute YouTube clip of Baker Mayfield. He's the quarterback for the Browns. He was mic'd up at this game, so you could hear everything that he was saying during the game, during warm-ups, post-game, and all that kind of thing. And the guy seems like a cool dude, but he's out of control. He's like a kid with uber ADHD. He's always saying weird things, chirping, jumping up and down, always making jokes, just not taking things too seriously. You know, he's a really funny dude. But at the same time, I think that's really humanizing. And that's what I'm talking about here. He's leaning into those positive emotions and just embracing them. When you're vulnerable enough to embrace all those bad feelings in life, I think you'll be even more free to embrace the good ones. The ones that really define you and represent you. The ones that will make you happy. And that's how I want 2019 to be for all of us. you know, filled with us just being us being vulnerable, us being human, and just enjoying life. So that's it. You know, I'll end it there. Welcome to 2019. I think we're poised to have a great year. I think it all just starts with mindset. So as always, I appreciate your support. Follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I'd love to know what you think. Shoot me a DM. Let's chat. So until next episode, I'm out.